I think Reimers turned out. Did you hear all the Reimers, Stone?
I've not actually got that far yet.
Oh, okay. That seemed like it.
It's belief that Jews control the government and
what? We've got a guest this morning.
Banjo Motion.
Banjo Motion, a.k.a. George. What's your last name, George?
Auckland Fulueta.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Is it hyphenated?
It's hyphenated.
Nice.
But yeah, we're on our way out to Taylor in the San Gabriel River area. We will not use the exact location of where we're going because it is a secret.
We're going to the San Gabriel River?
San Gabriel River.
Where are we going, guys? I have no clue. I just showed up on time.
George doesn't know he's going fishing. He doesn't know he's going to be receiving a back alley blood transfusion.
And a new house.
And a new house.
We're going up to San... I don't know if you know where Taylor is. It's actually about... This is going to be about an hour drive.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
We'll probably go through Taylor's stop at the Super Donut
to get some food. Because I mean, it'll be about lunchtime by the time we get there in an hour.
Yeah.
The Super Donut is pretty special, man. I think you're really gonna like it.
It's about the pinnacle of the food in Taylor, other than Louis Miller Barbecue.
Oh, which is amazing, but it closed today, of course.
Yeah, and it's super expensive.
Is it really? I forgot.
I mean, it's like barbecue expensive.
Yeah.
So. But we're gonna hit the white bass run. Last week when we were out white bass fishing, we were kind of seeing like the beginnings of it, I feel. And I think that we're gonna hit right at the pinnacle of the white bass run.
Really? And so how do you know that? How do you know now is the white bass run?
Excellent question.
There are certain auguries and portents that we look for.
What is an augury? That sounds kind
of
weird.
It's like flights of birds. And divining through flights of birds. But
that's what augury is?
Yeah.
I thought it was just sort of like in the wizard toolkit of,
yeah.
I'm looking at my tea leaves / nature signs / star positions,
originally it was divining the future through flights of birds. For instance, that bird up there, it's probably, actually I can barely see it from here, but I think it's might be a heron, but it was like coming from left to right. That is a bad augury portent. If they come from the bird, it's an omen. Yeah, so like if birds come from your right, that's a good omen. Portents are the red buds blooming.
That's probably the biggest.
And people starting to talk about fishing for white bass on the forums and then suddenly stopping.
I've got this pause right now. Should we broadcast some Super Donuts? Are you broadcasting it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Check. Here we are, Super Donuts.
Well, I was looking at the weather, and it looks like it'd probably be like sporadic sprinkles. But it probably won't be too bad. Jamie, what are you doing? Quick licking off the donut residue.
Enjoying a Homer Simpson signature donut, Super Donut.
Awesome. Well, you got some nuts too, some emergency energy there.
Because we might be out here, you said, until later, until like 5-ish or something.
Maybe, yeah, it depends. We'll see how it goes. I mean, it's going to be fairly strenuous. We might get a little bit tired.
Uh-huh.
And it's entirely possible that there will be some falling in creeks. Because that's happened before.
I brought my sandals.
I mean, so whatever you think is good. I think I'll probably like end up wading in these boots and just like getting totally wet up to the knee.
Uh-huh.
Or farther a few times.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
So now, was this a spot that you... How did you find out about where we're going? Is it like a state park or something?
It's like a
It's a wildlife management area, so it's like I've been there a number of times before hunting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when you went there hunting, you were like, oh, this looks like a good place to go fishing.
Well, it's not really a secret. It's like people talk about it on the forums and stuff.
Oh, really?
So it does, it's like...
Not some secret special spot that you figured out.
Yeah, it's not entirely, it's not really. Because there's pretty much the places that...
Oh, I need to use a restroom.
Okay. The obvious places are pretty obvious. Muffins, biscuits, tacos. We're just marking off 10 inches on the pole so we know what we can keep.
Oh, okay.
So like on mine, if I'm above that ring right there, I'm fine.
Yeah, you got a little bit of... Mark
it
out.
I got it. As long as I'm above that, I'm good.
Oh, you got it?
Okay.
Yeah, so like with mine, it's like I'm going to catch some fish, but...
Oh, no, you are. Yeah.
You put it
in? No, I don't want to... Like,
right here, we'll put a little bit. We'll put it. You want to put it? Huh?
It's like my little lady rod.
That is good for a little girl.
Yes, George. It's a very good little girl rod.
That's a good little girl rod. Why are you bringing it?
Perhaps the little girl rod will cry about little unicorns and puppies.
Super donuts, man. I'm all right with some super donuts. Good call on cheap ponchos, though. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of them. Like, oh, yeah, they have something to be like. And then when the poncho fails, you can basically cover a casserole with it. You know, it's like that level of plastic. There we go.
I know. You don't know why I bring it. You know, it's just kind of like, why? Like, oh, should I? It's not going to rain. Well, it might rain.
Yeah, no, rain. I know it might rain, yeah.
I think we're probably going to be all right, though.
It looks like it'll be kind of like this for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Just cloudy.
But, or cloudy, drizzly.
Yeah.
That's good for the fishing. Keeps the Sunday morning fishermen away.
That's right. So here's people parked to go to the steps.
Yeah, this is like, everybody here is fishing for white bass. Yeah.
Oh, and so are these plebes?
These
Oh, I want to see one.
Like that guy, see?
Oh,
see him?
They're plebes.
Oh, he actually's got like waders. This guy.
Yeah, serious.
Yeah. But yeah, if we went down there right now, all we'd see is just like poles in the water.
Shoulder to shoulder, yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
No, it looks fine.
That's why I like this spot. It's like people aren't willing to like just hike through a bunch of mud and wet.
Okay, we're here.
This is it.
Good. Gentlemen, prepare yourselves.
Alright.
I don't know if you want to carry it. We can just come back for it if we need to.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think you got enough line on there, right? I mean,
can we take a look at it?
Yeah, I mean, like, do I...
Yeah, well, why don't we
the
just...
bobber?
Oh, just... oh, wow. Oh, I don't know about enough line.
It's not a ton of line.
Not a ton of line, but why don't we go with it anyways? Let's cut this off, and we'll get you something different.
So now, like, my thing here with the bobber, is this no good, no bueno?
No, it's not what you're going to use.
No, you're not going to use it.
I don't want my shit.
I've got a bunch of,
So this guy's coming out?
Yeah. And I've got a bunch of,
And he gave me one, too. He gave me this guy right
here.
Yeah,
perfect.
Oh, yeah, here's that. Yeah, if you need more, I've got
so
in bulk.
Yeah.
So then, this already has the jig head on it, which is my weight.
Yeah.
So what about the bobber? Because I'm a beginner, I don't need...
Get rid of the bobber.
Get rid of the bobber.
Bobber is only going to be in your way.
And so somebody was just telling me that because I'm kind of learning, that the bobber is going to help me.
Not for this. I mean, like, if you want to, if
you're
like
bait
a worm,
fishing, yeah.
Like, and by a worm, I mean like an actual... living annelid, then it would be a good idea. But it's not a good idea for pretty much anything other than like just dangling.
It's like it's fun. It's fun kind of learning this stuff.
If your line mung's up, I've got a bunch of line that you can.
Yeah, so if you run out of line.
This is not that I do. I go like this, right? And like, and do you want to say this is not the best thing?
It's good enough for me. Probably good enough for you.
So is that like, are those the words of the knot snob?
Nah, it isn't. I use an improved clinch knot, and that's been fine with me. So there's a textbook improved clinch knot, and I'll have you know that fish last week, it pulled out of his mouth the knot made it.
Yeah, this is actually, this is probably a really good little outfit for what we're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's like super convenient, and this is the kind of terrain that I've always enjoyed fishing in more anyway.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't, I mean, like, the lake stuff, I'm just, doesn't really turn me on that much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's, like, the best place to catch fish, but it's just not very scenic.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we got nothing but scenery coming up. Everybody, yeah. everybody locked up?
Yeah. I think I'm good.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Sorry about that. Here we are at one of fishing team's coveted secret spots.
That everybody knows about.
That nobody is going to hear about.
I feel like my attitude to cars all the time is just like, well, we didn't have it when we were children. Central locking. I'm just like, do I need that? What is that? What the fuck is that all about?
I always feel like KLS like to get the wipe off later in the season.
That's my thought it was gonna have a lot more water than it did. After all the rain.
How far down was it?
Man, we walk. You know where the old bridge is? When you walk towards the lake.
Like the below water crossing. It's like kind of near the current turn.
You park at the first bridge.
Yeah.
But then there's another bridge
like
on
mile
the trail.
And a half down.
Right.
We went down that far.
And then you go like another 15-minute walk to get to any water.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, my gosh.
There was quite a few people out there yesterday. Yeah. I caught one crappie, and that was the only fish I saw.
Oh, caught, man.
Is that where we're going?
No. That's like where we've been before, then.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, it was really good last year. Man.
Yeah.
I thought all the rain last week would have been pretty good.
Well, maybe this can fill up.
Take it easy.
Oh, we're not sure if the gate closed behind us, so...
I'll check.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what are we doing? Are we getting down there?
Yeah, kind of shimmying down on your butt. I mean, I can't really do anything about it.
You're just going to slide on your butt. That's all there is to it. All
right.
Oh yeah, you got your Crocs, man?
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I took the boots today. I was like, I just don't want to be that guy with like...
This is like way less water than before, right?
I think it's about the same.
Is it really?
So when I put it in the water, I do this, right?
Yeah.
Well, right. I feel like
that's what I don't understand is like my technique of when it's in the water.
Yeah. Let it sink and then
you want to like have it as close to the bottom as you can without having it stick on the bottom.
Yeah.
So just let it sink and let it move around a little bit.
Yeah.
So there'll be like lots of schools of fish going up this river. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
they're doing that to spawn.
Do you want to go and release their load? Do they die up there?
No.
They swim back?
Yeah, if they can.
That's what I kind of noticed, like on the boardwalk. Like, there's a couple of places if you had a rope ladder and some hooks, you could like get off the boardwalk onto some of those little islands.
Yeah.
But you say there's no really good fishing in the town lake, huh?
It's like
there on my bike. Uh-huh. You know, like I take a little flask of whiskey,
uh-huh.
Go hang out there on the boardwalk on a Friday afternoon. I think it's like sometimes like getting more into like the adventurizing of your activities, you know, like yeah, let's go hang off the side of the boardwalk. Man, I won't catch any fish. Like I saw people slacklining, doing that slackline thing.
What's that?
Like where they take it's like a tightrope.
Yeah.
But it's like a piece of webbing.
Uh huh.
And then you see them do it like they do it in Colorado across the canyon and shit. You know.
Okay.
Like, and so then you just have like two winch, just like basically I think like the ones you have on the boxes, you know, like to tighten the webbing.
Yeah.
And then they do like this tightrope stuff.
Oh, wow.
Hang out, and it's kind of like one of those hippies.
Let me see.
And I was out there on the boardwalk, and they had like one stretched out.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Like, we want to go down here? What do you think? Whatever, dude. I mean, like, we want to go down this way. This looks like a little bit steep to me. Yeah, let's get down here.
Dark spot, and then maybe... further down that way.
But this is a good stretch. Do you need to carry your shit for you?
Yeah, no, I got it. Maybe. Let's see. I'm just not even going to put this. God damn it. Fuck.
Oh, you dropped something.
Ah, it's doing all right.
Have you done here? Any bike yet?
No, not yet.
We've done in the past.
Damn it! Fuck!
So, are we going to be fishing all the way up this bend?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just go a little bit further up.
Got one? All right.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we'll keep on going down. We'll fish this until it stops producing.
Is that a bass?
This is the white bass. This is what we're here for.
Oh, look at that.
We've got some chewed up bits on them. Cool, cool.
I don't know if I can do this trip again, man. No, yeah.
Please keep...
Damn.
Oh,
wanna switch spots?
No, I'm good.
So does talking scare away the fish?
No.
These fish don't care.
Hey, what size shoe do you wear, Jamie?
11.
Wow, Louis is a big feet.
Yeah.
You know what they say about Jamie's big feet?
That he has to buy big shoes?
Pretty much.
They make me fall harder.
What they say is that it's half a size smaller than Matthew's feet. That's what they say.
No, is that what they say?
They say that all the time, Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Just not quite big enough. Nothing down there, huh?
Not yet. My shout of existential fury when I yelled fuck, I think that should open the podcast, actually. Jamie's is usually perky and happy self after a cup of coffee in the morning. Hey, it's going to be great out there. So I need to get some legit boots. I got to get some other shoes, man. They're honestly, I'm beginning to think they're good for nothing. All right. Woo. Yeah, George, if you can get up here, this is where it's a good spot.
So this little part right here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I think we've usually had kind of luck with.
Yep, there we go.
So this is going to be weird. There's three of us. We all crowd each other.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We've got super cheap lures on.
Perfect. Good job, man. It's a nice one, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Is that a crappie?
No.
Oh.
Very nice. Male. Yeah, I mean, like, people don't realize that, yeah, like, that extra half shoe size, it really helps out a lot.
Oh, is that right?
It's just about all sorts of things.
Mm.
Yeah. I have little feet. They work pretty well, though. I'm pretty good on, like climbing around on shit. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just remember, the limit of these is 25 each, so we've only got, like, 73 more fish to catch.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Good to know. Yeah.
Okay, now, wait a second. Let me get some in the water.
Get some in the water.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
You get a not bad range on that.
Yeah,
okay,
it's not
ready?
Bad.
Alright, so reeling them in.
So this mimics, like, active feeding fish, and it supposedly is...
You think it's a feeding frenzy?
An old drunk fisherman's idea of, this'll fire them up!
Yeah, you know, fishing is cool. It's, like, fun. I want to go
but
do...
But then there's the people you have to hang out with.
Yeah, that's cool, too, you know, like...
Smug people who think foot size is everything.
Uh-huh.
So you got two on the stringer, Matthew?
Is it?
You got two over there?
Yeah. That'd be enough to feed the three of us.
Mm.
Then finding, like, I want to, like, get a little sailboat.
Oh, there we go. Finally. Ah, I lost him.
Oh, did you get one?
I had one, yeah. I lost him right in front of me. Come on, white bass. Let me just catch one.
So aren't you concerned your phone's going to get wet?
Oh, it's got a case on it.
Oh, and you're still doing the live podcast?
Yeah. The clawhammer banjo is what, like a four string?
It's a five string, the same thing, but it's just got a it's got just like a bigger drum, so it's more of a rhythmic kind of.
Hmm.
I don't know what that's for.
Got him? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm having fun, you know? Like, I think, like, this is kind of cool being here. Like, I don't want to, like...
Wish we were getting on some more fish. Wish I was getting on some more fish.
All right. I feel like it's worth... When I go fishing with Matthew, he's just, like, pulling him out.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a little bit more evenly dispersed.
Because they're hitting over here.
All right, I'm coming. Just a sec. Gotta put my boots back on.
So what do you think, you're going up on the trail to get over to him?
Yeah.
All right. Did he say he just caught one?
No, he said he thought there's fish there. Oh,
okay. Sure, but... Hey.
Any luck?
There's a lot of hits, but I haven't caught anything. How about y'all?
I caught like three on the line. One was a keeper. George had one, and they had to like let it go.
He caught him? He caught him?
They broke him off.
Oh.
You want to move down, man? I think you might be better locked down.
Is there more... There's not much further down we can go, right?
I mean, we can probably find a couple more spots.
All right. I've been thinking about the awesome lot. I want to get the Dock 360. I've been knowing the odds and turn that off. Yeah, I could go. It's just... Yeah, we were just there a little while ago. I didn't have much luck.
Oh, it just looks good. Can't get down from the side.
Hmm. I'm ready to go whenever you want. Do you usually...
I might even do it later tonight.
Do you usually bury your entrails, Matthew?
No. And the reason why is that...
Gaius will dig them up?
Yeah, I think... See, what I can't stand are the people who just catch more than us, like that. People walking off with huge stringers. What the hell are they thinking?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
It's inconsiderate.
Well, three in, three out. No dead.
Oh, really, huh?
Yeah.
Zero fatalities. That's a good record.
Awesome.
The last time I went to Camp Tejas, he's a friend of mine, but close to Matthew's, Dave Chang, just kind of wandered off. And it was just like, what if we lost Dave? He was pissed, dude. He was just like, you guys left me.
Yeah. And that's why you're here, George, instead of Dave.
Oh, really? Huh? I pretty got a good sense of direction.
Yeah, and well, I mean, you know, you're also just, yeah, and there's that. You're just like, you know, I could see, like, you know, running into you, like, a month from now. You're like, you remember when we went out to catch this fish? Yeah, I got lost out there, and I just lived out there for about a month. It was kind of cool. I met this whole group of people that also got lost out there, and, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a really good folk music scene.
We're buddies now.
You love it.
We started an open mic by that first big pool.
But you've got the... Your mic running, you want to, should we start? That wasn't that bad. Get that out of the way.
Why don't we do that, you know?
So, yeah, I don't think it was that bad.
Of course you don't think it was that bad. You caught fish. George and I were silent witnesses to your awesomeness.
I know, I was like, you caught so many fish.
But, I mean, like, the way I look at it, it's like, it's as if I didn't catch as much as I wanted to catch. And that in itself is its own failure.
You wanted to catch more?
Wanted to catch way more. I wanted to have
You know, the
isn't it like the definition of a problem?
It kind of is a problem. All right, so... Well, what do you get? I mean... Ooh.
I'm good with whatever, you know? Like, I could just get back down and go get some food, too.
We'll take...
Unless you guys want to get some food. I mean...
No, I know where we're going. Don't worry about it. We got it. We're
going to
get...
I'm just going to go to Karen's tonight, too, so...
Yeah, how many of those coupons do I have?
Oh, like four.
Seriously? The four coupons of... Okay. Wow.
There's,
okay.
There's at least three here.
Okay, then let's,
Yeah.
Let's... And, like, George was doing everything pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And it's like, you were doing the same stuff you were doing at Reimer's, and you were lighting it up at Reimer's last week.
But I think I got the handle of just like letting it bounce along the bottom this time. And
yeah,
that's a really good thing, dude.
Yeah, that's like that's kind of a core.
And that's like with like most fishing. If I'm doing any kind of fishing for bass, I want to be doing the same thing. Let it bump along the bottom, right?
Mostly.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the lure you're using, but yeah. I mean, unless it's like something like a little minnow imitation that swims on top, and then like you know so they hit it and it's all gratifying. You know?
Yeah.
But that's pretty rare. Most of the action is underwater. I've found for the most part. Yeah. So, mixed bag for that wasn't that bad this week. We do have a guest, George, a.k.a. Banjo Motion.
And George was doing that wasn't that bad pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, you really were. You were really bright-siding it. I should have taken more of your attitude for myself because for about the past 4 hours, I've not been having a good time.
You were getting quite upset.
I was getting very angry.
Like some of the language you were using?
I was using a lot of foul language. And today, the good, the just, the hatless just didn't catch any fish.
Wait, what happened to your hat? Did you not have the Billings hat?
I did not have my Billings hat.
Oh my God. How do you expect to fish without the Billings hat?
I took my hat off because, you know, we have to humble ourselves, you know, be penitent before the Lord.
Yeah, I mean,
rather than the sort of like arrogant shotgun Charlie style of somebody who's driving right now.
Mr. I caught five fish.
Mr. I caught five fish. Nature will kneel to me.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, I didn't really catch five fish. I mean, I caught five keepers. that I was able to bring in. That doesn't count all the undersized ones and all the strikes and all everything that got off. Okay, so let's allow me to be that humble for you guys. Make sure that we clarify that.
George and I are going to edit the shit out of this podcast.
Yeah, you know, I don't really seem to remember Matthew catching any fish.
Remember how he kept falling down and he was like really mad? Yeah, you had a great day, George.
Yeah, I did.
You got that carp that was at least as big as your leg. I didn't know there was anything that big in there.
Uh-huh.
And Matthew got in that shoving match with the game warden. That was really awful.
We can Photoshop all of this, all these events into the notes later.
Yeah, I was not on my game today and definitely was responsible for the big ready on maybe all of it. I think I was all the cussing on this one.
I did a few like kind of like under my breath.
Mine were full throated and yeah. No, but I really was worried about like, and I'm gonna keep white bass fishing, but I don't know about coming here.
Yeah.
Just
because it's been like totally tarnished now that there's been this event layered on top of previous events.
A horrible injustice has occurred today. I am a man with a job in America, and I deserve fish on the weekend.
I mean, I think you've probably caught as many white bass there as you have at any other place we've been to so far.
It's true. It's true. Oh, redbuds. There we go.
Yeah, see?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Totally in full boom, boom.
Yeah. Bang.
Those people probably have those redbuds there just as a fish barometer.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening to that last cast podcast.
We do have like a few things we should cover.
We're going to cover some things here.
Yeah, please review us on iTunes or whatever.
Sure, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get the podcasts. Tell your friends if you like it, or don't if you don't. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let's see. You should catch Banjo Motion.
Catch Banjo Motion at various open mics and traditional music jams around town.
You'll see me play.
There you go.
If you have questions or feedback for the podcast, you can email ask@lastcastpodcast.com.
Okay.
You can also visit us at lastcastpodcast.com.
Okay.
And check out pictures of this and other fishing trips.
That's exactly right. And as always, also keep an ear out. We've got a newly redone theme by myself with a big assist from Amber Nepidol on keyboards and musical direction. My friend Harold Lehman recorded us. Sounds great. So we're going to kind of retroactively add the theme and sort of, between segment music. And I'm pretty happy with it. I think it's going to be pretty good. And as always on, we were talking last week about, a way to sort of sign off. And I think we settled on we're never going home again.
We're never going home.
So for the Last Cast Podcast, we're never going home.